Learn about plants skilled in animal chemistry. That's next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
It occurred to scientists only about 30 years ago that insect pests might be controlled through hormones. If, for example, a hormone that prevented a destructive insect from reaching maturity was applied to a crop, the interrupted life cycle of the insect might prevent damage to the crop. However, scientists found that synthesizing such hormones was much more difficult than they thought. Several years ago, Japanese scientists discovered that certain plants were already making these hormones for self-defense. In fact, many of the plants were manufacturing what they called superhormones. Superhormones are hormones that work in far lower concentrations than the juvenile hormones made by insects themselves. These juvenile hormones prevent insects from reaching their adult and usually most destructive stage. Among those plants that make juvenile insect hormones are ferns and certain evergreens. One result of this research is the development of a mosquito juvenile hormone. This hormone can be time-released from briquettes in swamps, preventing mosquito wigglers from ever maturing into their flying, biting adult stage. Again, the incredible design and balance that could only have been built into the world by a wise creator are evident in the creation. How else could plants have gained such skill in animal chemistry?
Would you like your church to experience the scientific evidence for our Creator God? Access a free library of bulletin inserts, Bible studies, and videos for your entire congregation by visiting creationmoments.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. That's 1-800-422-4253.